Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, what's the phone call about?
A very good day to you, ma'am. This is Alex Wilson calling you from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
Good, I haven't bought anything off eBay.
Okay, so this is a verification call for you, ma'am. Yesterday you received an unauthorized transaction request from an overseas billing address, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States.
No, no, nothing about that.
Okay. The thing
I don't buy on eBay. I haven't bought anything on eBay. I don't do any of that.
Yes, we have got the report about that because we can see that the charges are trying to be done from an overseas billing address and it's trying to be done without your authorization, okay? So, for the cancellation of this charge, ma'am, we have to go online immediately and we have to cancel it. We already put it on hold so that no money goes out from your account for the security and we are trying to cancel it right now, okay? So, do you have any smart device with you, ma'am, like any Android phone or any Apple iPhone with you so that we can register the cancellation?
I'm on my Android phone now.
All right. I'm going to help you out with the cancellation. First of all, put me on speaker, ma'am. Put me on speaker.
Okay. Hello. Yes, right.
Yes, I'm on speaker now. Can you hear me louder?
Yes.
All right. Now look at the extreme bottom of your phone screen, okay? Look at the extreme bottom of your phone screen. Do you see three icons? An arrow, a square, and a circle?
Yes.
Click on the arrow. Click on the arrow.
Yes.
Now you're back to the home page of your phone, ma'am. Can you see all your regular apps of your phone?
No. No, not yet. Hold on. I'll have to.
All right.
Hold on. Yes. So now I can. Yeah. What do I do now?
All right. Now, as you're using an Android phone, ma'am, have a look on your phone. There's an application named Play Store. It's a triangular shape icon with multiple color on it. It says Play Store.
Yes,
open it.
I see that. Yes, I got that.
Yes. Now look at the top of your screen. There is a white search bar. It says search for apps and games. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes. Simply type there eBay, all in lowercase, okay? Type eBay. E-B-A-Y.
Well, done that.
Then leave a space.
Yeah.
Then type any, A-N-Y, any.
Yes.
Then don't give any space and type desk, D-E-S-K, desk.
Yeah, I see that. What does that do?
It's eBay any desk. From there, we're going to generate the cancellation code for you, okay? So that we can cancel these fraud charges, yeah. Now tap on search, ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Now, do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? It says any disk. Look just beside that. There will be a green option. It says install. You need to tap on install.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
All right.
How come they got my...
Yes.
How did they use my information to buy stuff?
Yeah, the people who are misusing your details, they got your information from your internet line. They're getting into your internet line, ma'am, and they're stealing your information so that they can do some fraud transactions. And that's the reason you're not able to get any kind of warning about that, okay? That's why we're going to show you each and everything right in front of you, okay?
Yeah, I understand that. Well, I know that you're not fraud.
Ma'am, this is a complete recorded, let me tell you, this is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose as well as Better Business Bureau, okay? So, in this call, we are not allowed to ask you any of your personal details, okay? What we are doing the cancellation under security procedure because we are from the anti-fraud department of eBay headquarters of Sydney. All right, ma'am.
Sorry. It's just that I always get nervous about all this stuff.
No. You're very correct about this, because nowadays lots of people are doing these fraud activities by taking our company name or any other company name, okay? So the security verification should be done, right? That's why I'm going to verify the cancellation ID now. Now, what you can see, do you see the open option, ma'am?
I've got eBay in desk, and there's all these little apps coming up.
Yes, do you see a red color icon with a white diamond on it? Is it any desk?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a green box. There's a green box, it says, install, tap on install.
So I tap on that app first, don't I?
Yes, you can tap on that, or you can directly click on install. It will be downloaded for you.
And now I install, do I?
Yes.
Okay, it's just installing
it. Okay. It will take a while. Once you open it, let me know, okay? And don't click anywhere without asking me, okay? Once you get to see open, tell me.
Okay, it's just open now. Can I open it?
Yes, now click on open.
Right.
And what do you see now? Do you see privacy statement, something like that?
Yes, we are anti-desk care about your privacy, very serious.
Yes, click on OK. Click on OK.
And then it comes now, up, we can bring this device remotely.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
I'm done.
Now do you see tutorials? Tap on the blue area.
Okay.
Now you see connection status, tap on the blue area.
Yeah,
Can you see some numbers?
Yeah, at the top.
Yeah, yes, that's your cancellation number. Read me out the numbers from your end, ma'am.
Do you want me to read them out?
Yes, read me out the numbers.
4651.
465.
Yeah, 31.
After 465, what did you say?
465111.
Uh-huh.
859.
I'm telling you the ID once again. It's 465111859. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay. Now keep touching the blue area, ma'am, until the blue area is gone from your screen, okay?
So what am I doing? I touch it.
Yes, keep touching the blue area until it's gone from your screen.
Yeah, it's got, that one's gone, and another one's come up with no address if you wish to
connect. Yes, keep touching the blue area until it's gone.
Okay. Sorry. It's gone, and it's got any desk, and it's got your address, and it's got that number.
Okay,
and then,
just below that, you will get to see set password option. Do you see that?
Now, underneath there, it's got remote address.
Just look, ma'am, just look below the numbers. Can you see there is written over there set password?
Oh, yes, it says set password, yes.
Yes, click on set password, yes. Click on set password.
Yeah, then it comes into interactive access.
Okay, you're on the security page now. Now, look. The first option is interactive access, and under interactive access, there will be three options, okay? Now, just below that three options, you will get to see permissions. Scroll down the permissions. Over there, you will get to see an option, permission profile.
Under permissions, it says allow devices to save login.
Yes, keep scrolling down. You will get to see an option, permission profile.
Permission profile, yeah, got that.
Yes. Now click on the third option, full access.
Hold on.
After clicking on permission profile.
Permission profile, what?
Yes, click on permission profiles.
Permission profile. So if I press full access, it's actually full access to my phone, isn't it?
No, we are giving you the security password, ma'am, okay? It's not accessing your device.
Okay.
We're going to give you the cancellation password, all right?
Okay. So what do I go to? Full access, is it?
Yes, click on full access.
Right, done that, it comes up.
Now,
now
this is a blank check box. It says enable unattended, check in that box.
Enable unattended access.
Yes,
click in
that
box.
Yes, check that box, check that blank box.
It, I clicked it and it came up, set password, this password
okay.
is too
Alright, now I'm giving you the cancellation password, okay? Put the password over there. You need to type each and every letters in lowercase. Nothing will be in uppercase and there will be no space between them. Have you got it now?
Yep.
Yes. Now type the word eBay, E-B-A-Y, all in lowercase. eBay.
I, well, yes, of that.
Then without giving any space, number 7.
Yes.
Number 8.
Yes.
Number 6.
Yes.
Number 0.
Yes.
Now click on OK.
Okay, so I'm back to profile, permission
now,
profile.
Alright, now look at the right hand side bottom, you will get to see a close option in a red color. Tap on close.
Right, it comes up, permission from the call.
Yes, there's a close option over there. Tap on close.
Okay, close, right, then it comes up
now,
security.
Alright, look at the top of your screen, it is written over there security. Just beside the security, there's a back arrow. Tap that back arrow.
Oh, yes, yes, I see it, yep.
Yes.
I'll
come
back to
your address,
your,
right?
Your number, yep.
All right, now just wait. Don't touch anywhere on your screen. Our server is
okay.
going to verify your ID and password. If you see any option coming up, it says start now. Click on start now. Look at the right-hand side. There will be an option coming up. It says start now. Click on start
but,
now.
Well, there was two things that clicked on the screen, and now in the middle of my screen, it's got any desk wants to record screen, allow or cancel.
Just wait. Don't touch anywhere. You will get to see the option start now. Click on start now. There's option coming up. Click on start now.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming up with a little white box in the middle that says any desk.
Yes, click on allow. Yes, click on allow.
Thank you. Yeah, I've done it.
Yes. Now click on start now.
Okay, now I'm back to this and it says connect established eBay security server is now viewing your desk.
All right, the server has verified your ID number successfully. Now just press the home button and come out of it. Go back to the home screen.
Those three little lines together at the top?
No. Do you see the circular button at the very bottom?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, I've got that. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yes,
I'm out of
press
there.
That.
But,
yes, press that. And now, okay. Now you need to open up the Play Store app once again, ma'am.
Yep, stop that.
Yes. Now, yes. Click on the magnifying glass which says search.
Yep.
Yes. Now the search type there, plugin AD1.
Plug in.
Yes, plug in.
And what was
AD1.
The number?
AD1.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. Yep, right, I got that.
Yes. Now you'll get to see AnyDesk plugin AD1, something like that. Click on install.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are these all go on my phone then?
This is the security, all right, ma'am. We are giving you the security right now. It's our server secure fire shield, okay? So once the security procedure and the cancellation is done, we will be able to remove this app, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Now come out of the Play Store and open up your settings.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on my settings. Yeah, that's right. You there?
Yes, ma'am, yes. You need to open up your settings.
Yep, I Yeah, I've got my settings. Oh, sorry. Settings on with me. Sorry. Yes, I'm in settings.
Are you on the settings now?
Yes, sorry.
Alright. Now the settings, scroll down, you will get to see an option. It is accessibility.
Oh,
do you see accessibility?
Accessibility, no.
Yes. Okay, do you see any offices additional settings?
I'm in settings, but I haven't got accessibility.
Yes. Over, just try to check, do you see any offices additional settings? Do you see any option like that, additional settings?
Oh, hold on. I'll go back up to the top. Oh, yes, sorry, additional settings. Yes, I'm with you.
Alright, yes, I'm give a click on it, and over there you will get to see an option, accessibility.
Oh, okay, hold on, I'll go down to check. Oh, yes, I see it. Tap on that.
Yes, click on that, accessibility.
Yeah, I've got that.
And over there, what can you see now?
They give you a code, enter the code.
Okay, do you see there is a code has been given to you? Just put that code, okay?
What do I do with it?
Do you see a code has been given to you and it says enter code? You need to put that code on the enter code place.
Oh, okay, I'm just sorry.
Yes. Yes, click on use.
Alright, done that.
Yes. Now, after that, what can you see?
Just back in my accessibility.
Alright, over there you will get to see an option, AnyDesk Control Service AD1. Give a touch on that.
Yes, I've got that. It's off at the moment.
Yes, you need to make it on, ma'am. You need to make it on.
Hold on. Enable and control.
Yes, make it enable.
Right, okay. Right, done that.
Have you done that, ma'am?
Yes, thanks. Yes.
Alright. Now go back to the home page, ma'am, and open up the Red app AnyDesk.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've opened it up. Yep.
Have you got it, ma'am?
Yeah, it comes up with that. Battery optimization thing.
Okay, look at the bottom. You will get to see a blank check box. Check in that box and click on OK.
Hold on. They've got a battery optimization thing.
Yes.
Just
look over there. You will get to see an option. Don't show this again. Check in that box and click on OK.
Okay, right. Now I'm back to that connection establishment.
All right.
Address.
Now. Alright, now we are going to send you the security again. You will get to see the start now option. Just tap on start now.
It comes up with remote address.
Alright,
yeah.
The security shield has been activated by our server. Now go back to the home page, ma'am, and open up your Google. I'm going to show you the things from where your information are trying to be compromised, okay? Just open up the Google.
Oh, yeah, I'm opening Google. Yep.
Now, type on the search bar, mine, M for mother, Y for yellow, mine.
Just in ordinary type, not capital?
Yes, you need to type each and everything in lowercase.
Yeah, okay, I've got that.
After my, leave a space, then type number 1, numerical 1.
Just the number one.
Yeah, after typing my, leave a space and type number 1.
Yes, done that.
Then P for Paris, letter P.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It says my IP address location. Tap on that option.
Got that.
Now, after that, you will get to see and the option coming up, it says, what is my IP address location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that?
Yes, yeah, I can see that.
Click on that option. Yes, click on that, ma'am. Now, before we go further, please let me know, ma'am, if you know anything about IP address.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm telling you. So, IP address means, ma'am, internet protocol address, okay? The internet line you are using at the moment runs under an IP address, okay? So, which makes a security firewall for your internet line to secure all your informations which are getting saved on your internet, okay? Like your internet banking, your personal details, and online shopping, all those stuff, okay? Your email, each and everything. Now the thing is that, if someone else from outside, if someone else from any other country or any outside network gets into your internet line in your IP address, that person will be able to get all your information, okay? And that person will try to do any kind of fraudulent activity, okay? They have all your information. They will get all your information and they can do any kind of fraudulent activity. Now look at the top of your screen, ma'am. Do you see a black bar? It says your IP and your status?
Yes.
What is your status you can see at the moment, ma'am? What is your current status?
Unprotected.
Okay. So your security is unprotected at the moment. Your IP is not secure. And because of your IP is not secure, your information are getting compromised without your authorization and without your knowledge. Do you see any red alert has been given to you on the middle of your screen? Something like your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider or anyone else spying on your connection. Do you see anything like that, ma'am?
It says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Alright, so it's a very clear instruction for you, ma'am, that your informations are trying to be compromised. Like someone else is already spying on your devices and your internet line, and they are trying to do this kind of fraudulent activities, okay? So right at the moment, ma'am, this is a case of an identity theft. Your information and your internet lines are getting compromised, and for that reason, you are facing this kind of fraud charges on your account. Now, I do believe you do online banking with your bank, ma'am, right? You check your statements on online?
Not on my phone, no.
From where you check it?
From my computer, sometimes. Not very often, though.
Okay. Do you do online banking on your phone? Do you know how to check it from your phone, ma'am?
No, I can't anymore anyway because my phone hasn't got a current app. That'll take it. It doesn't take the new one. It's
okay. You remember the ID and password, ma'am?
No, I wouldn't. It was a while ago. I haven't used my bank on my phone for ages.
Okay, not an issue. What we're gonna do? First of all, we're gonna give you the same security of our eBay server to your computer so that we can secure your firewall. And then you
I've already got security on my computer.
No, you're not getting. You have the security for your device, not for your internet line. Alright. The security you have got is for your device. Okay? Like McAfee, your Norton, all those are the security for your device, for the viruses. Okay? Not for your internet line, not for your IP address. Okay? And if these people are having access of your internet line, they can disable your security of your internet, okay? So, we're going to give you the security right now. You just give me a moment, do a thing, just leave your phone as it is and be in front of your computer and make it on. Once it is totally on, please let me know, okay? I'm on the line with you.
Yeah, hold on, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, take your time, ma'am, not an issue. And don't do anything at the moment on your computer without asking me, okay? First of all, let me give you the security, alright?
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm there with you. Yes?
I'm just going to have some feedback, and I'll get my son to come over. He's a lot younger, and he can.
Ma'am, you can do it, okay? Because right now, because your information is trying to be compromised, we will simply make your case transfer to the NCA department, okay? The National Crime Agency, and the security officers from there are gonna help you out to secure all your identity information and your details, okay? So you have to do it right now. You just go in front of your computer and make it on. I will make it easier for you.
I can't use my computer at the moment. That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to have to leave it, and I'm going to have to get my son sorted out.
Okay. All right. Then just give me a moment. Let me talk to the security officer once. Just give me a moment, all right, so that I can talk to my senior security officer, and I will get the information. What are the security steps we need to do? All right, ma'am?
Yes,
you just give me a moment.
I'm trying to, Ron. Will you shut up?